Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorcocharleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself. The only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it. The Betty White of sports radio. The myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, the All-Star edition of Fan Talk. Yes, All-Star edition. Well, every day is kind of a All-Star edition, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
We're All-Stars.
There you go. The All-Star edition of Fan Talk here on this July the 11th. Fan Talk, it's not the 11th. This is the 13th.
13th.
Why the hell do I have July the 11th? Written on my notes.
That was Sunday.
Yeah, well, it's July 13th, right? Never mind, because it's built. It's built by Baker Roofing. They've been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. Here I'm on this secondary microphone here.
Yeah.
Yesterday it sounded fine. Now, today it sounds weird. I don't understand it. That's better. Did you do anything?
No, it looked like I did something because I turned.
I don't know. It sounds weird. I'll see if I can go with this. If not, I can switch over to the the duct tape microphone right across from me there. So anyway, hopefully everybody is having a good day. It is National French Fry Day.
And National Bean and Frank Day.
Yeah, I saw that. Who does anybody still eat that?
Beanie Weenies? Hells yeah. Sorry, I was too excited about that.
You still eat those?
I like, but what is the problem? They still sell them, so I'm not the only one.
I probably haven't had hot dogs and beans and since I was three.
It's also National Cow Appreciation Day.
Well, there you go.
So when you drink your glass of milk, give thanks. Or if you have a mother-in-law that you want to say appreciation to.
Right. National French Fry Day. I'm not going to do who has the best French fries, blah, blah, blah. Because here's the problem that I've discovered over the last 6 or 8 months.
What's that?
Is that you could go to a place every day for a week and the French fries will be different every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll be, cooked perfectly. Sometimes they've been sitting under a heat lamp forever. Sometimes they're cooked in dirty grease, and you can tell those. I mean, I've kind of lost my interest in French fries. If I can substitute French fries for something else, I usually do.
What do you substitute?
A bag of chips. If I'm getting a sub, I can substitute with a bag of chips or anything.
Did you have fries today?
No, I didn't.
What'd you have with your barbecue?
I just had a little Joe.
No side?
Barbecue sandwich.
That's also
best. I had an onion ring.
Oh, them fat old onion rings?
Yeah.
Well,
that would be a good substitute for.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for them.
McDonald's is a great example. They have great French fries. If you get them hot, freshly cooked, they're great. But sometimes you get an order of French fries from McDonald's, and they've been under the heat lamp for hours.
Yeah.
And they're not any good.
Like Krispy Kreme has the hot light for fresh donuts.
They should have the hot light. Everybody should have the hot light for fries.
Exactly. Let's incorporate that.
So anyway, well, happy National French Fry Day. We have other food problems out there that we'll get into at some point on today's show. Because food people have just gone too far. Way too far. We'll get into that here in just a minute. Did I mention the maximum number of NBA games is down to four?
Yes.
That's it. We can add the maximum number week and a half.
After tomorrow, be three.
Right. The minimum number would be two.
Yeah.
If the Suns win the next two, it's over. Done. Bye. Out the door. Go Suns. So, anyway, Scotty Osberg will join us at 425 for his regular visit each day. And then Rafe cannot be in studio today, but he is going to call at 525. I saw something very interesting in NASCAR that I want to talk to Rafe about. The number is always 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. Lots of ways you can listen to us. You can go online, charlestonsportsradio.com. You can get us on your Alexa device, whatever the Google thing is called. Do we ever decide? Google something?
Yeah, Google Home.
I mean, Google Home.
Yeah, I always get confused because with the Alexa, you could still, like, you choose in the setup process if you want to say, hey, Alexa, or you could say, hey, Google.
Right.
So I don't know if Google just said, well, screw you, Amazon. We'll take our own thing. But it's whatever. It works.
I think the one we have at the house, you just say something, and you don't have to say anybody's name.
It's always recording. Just so you know.
Oh, well, that's good to know. So you can also download the app on your phone, go to the App Store or Google Play, and download the ESPN Charleston app, and you can actually get an app on all our stations, whether you want to listen to Classic Country, the city,
Old School.
Old School.
He has the biggest problem with that one.
Well, I don't know what y'all have confused me.
Old School. How did we confuse you?
I was told it was classic hip-hop.
Old School 92.1, playing the best of classic hip-hop and R&B.
And R&B,
90s,
okay.
And maybe a little 2000.
Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Catch me on Saturdays 36.
There you go. So anyway, you can download an app for all our stations. We're 10 days until the Olympics in Tokyo, only 53 days till our day to start college football. That'll be today. Clemson plays Georgia and, of course, America's game, Eastern Illinois and South Carolina. And we are 58 days until the NFL season opener. Slowly but surely, we are getting there. SEC Media Days next week. You've got ACC Media Days next week. I believe the Big 12 is tomorrow and Thursday.
When is the thing here?
That would be Thursday, July 29th, and it is sold out.
And you're going to – but you're going
– we're doing the show from there, and I should have verification soon whether we'll have Shane Beamer on the show. Trying to get him on about 5:30 that afternoon. So,
and I'll be there for your bodyguard.
Okay. Well, yes, okay. Did you know the average American eats 30 pounds of French fries a year? That sounds like a lot, but it's really not, is it?
30 pounds a year?
Yeah.
Well, how much is, I mean.
How much does an order of French fries weigh? I mean, you can get 10 pounds in it with a small order at Five Guys.
You get
10
like
pounds
McDonald's
of French fries.
Yeah, but you get thick fries like Bojangles fries or Chick-fil-A fries. Those are really thick.
Right.
McDonald's fries is.
I just wonder how, I mean, 30 pounds sounds a lot, but is it?
How many ounces are in a pound?
16. God, what school did you go to?
It's 6.2 ounces in a large fry.
So 30 pounds is really not that much.
Yes.
Now, you eat 30 pounds in one sitting, you've done something, I think.
Well, yeah, a lifetime's worth of French fries in one sitting. That's a problem.
All right, we got the All-Star game tonight. We put a Twitter poll question basically asking if you were going to watch the All-Star game, and the result's kind of surprising right now. 64.8% said no way they're watching the All-Star game tonight. 35.2% said absolutely.
Should do a poll and say, why are you watching? Are you not watching it as a protest?
Well, I don't know. A lot of people are turned off for baseball. What Major League Baseball did, taking the All-Star game out of Atlanta, made a lot of people mad.
Mm-hmm.
Made me mad.
I'm about to say, we know.
But I'm still watching the All-Star game tonight.
You're not happy about it.
No, but I want to see Shohei Ohtani. I want to see the best players in the game. I want to see Freddie Freeman and Ozzie Albies play. Braves representatives. I won't get to see Acuna because of the injury. But yes, I'm going to watch it tonight. And I probably shouldn't. Nobody got madder moving that All-Star game out of Atlanta than I did. Because I still think that's hogwash what they did.
Yeah, I mean.
That All-Star game being in Atlanta had zero to do with the voting rights bill in the state of Georgia.
Everything's political.
And Major League Baseball spit in the face of the Atlanta Braves, their employees, people of Atlanta, the fans, and fans across the Southeast. Because I was going to this game tonight.
And it's a moneymaker for the city. I mean, it's like, why would you cut your nose off to spite your face?
So anyway, I promise you, just because I'm watching the All-Star game doesn't think what Major League Baseball did pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta was BS. Just like they pulled the NBA All-Star game out of Charlotte.
It's stupid. All right. But anytime you involve politics with any kind of recreational sport, it all goes to hell. We've witnessed it.
I'm not saying players can't have their opinion. You could have had as many baseball players as you wanted to voice their displeasure in having the game in Atlanta. But the game never should have been pulled out of Atlanta.
They were still
How many
check.
Years of planning went into that All-Star game? Years of planning by people that had nothing to do with that voting rights bill in the state of Georgia. Not just Atlanta, Georgia, the state of Georgia. And again, Major League Baseball has no problem playing 82 games in that same stadium, in that same city. But they want to pull the All-Star game out? No, sorry.
Yeah.
That being said, I will watch the All-Star game and I will enjoy it. It would be nice if the National League could win for a change. They've lost 7 straight. They're 19-3-1 since 1997. So it would be nice if the National League could pull up their pants and play some big boy baseball tonight and beat the American League. So anyway, real quick, not a whole lot of scores from last night. New Mexico beat the Battery 2-1. Battery now 3-4-3. And the Mets, Pete Alonso, defeated Orioles' Trey Mancini to win his second consecutive home run derby contest. And Olympic exhibition basketball last night. Australia now, the latest team to beat the United States, 91-83. Second straight loss for the American team here in this exhibition period as they get ready to go to Tokyo. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Our final look at your ride in and the Mark Clark eastbound is a slow go out past Rivers Avenue. Still seeing a lot of heavy traffic on the interstate eastbound because of 2 accidents, one between 78 and Ashley Phosphate, the other approaching Aviation. Lights are still malfunctioning. Ladson at Midland Parkway, Ladson at Trolley, and Trolley at Bacon's Bridge. If you're on the Mark Clark westbound at Leeds Avenue, we have reports of a stalled auto on the off-ramp. It does not seem to be causing heavy traffic at this point in time. The good news, the heavy traffic inbound to Mount Pleasant looking much better. Traffic's brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwoods Mall, and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate, 767-5284, 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Disaster Care. When you have water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Patchy clouds tonight with a possible late shower, a low around 75. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s through the weekend, with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Al Bradham, owner of Disaster Care. When water disaster strikes, every minute counts. With more equipment and expertise than anyone, our rapid response teams are on the scene fast with everything they could possibly need. From the smallest job in your home to the largest commercial building in town, you have a choice on who to call. So call the largest water restoration company in the state. When water is everywhere, your first call should be Disaster Care.
Water, water everywhere. Quick, better call Disaster Care.
The Outback Wilderness is a brand new kind of Subaru, built to take you further off the beaten path. It has 9.5 inches of ground clearance paired with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus the climbing power of a 260-horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine. Discover adventure, elevated, the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Information and inventory is online at cruisesubaru.com and at Cruise Subaru on Rivers, just past Northwoods Mall.
You're ready to get out and get moving. And whether it's surfing, playing tennis, or hiking every path you can find, you're going to need some essential new gear. Essentials that are even more rewarding with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. The essentials have never felt more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the Home and Auto Bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with the Ring-Tailed Lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
50 holes in an old tin roof. Me and my family was living proof. The people who forgot about poor white trash, and if that ain't country, I'll kiss your ass.
All right, everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Major League Baseball draft is over with. I'm going to tell you what, that thing started at 12 o'clock, and it was over by 2:45. It was like they all had to get to the bar to get a seat at the bar for a happy hour today.
They don't take their time like the NFL draft does.
Oh, man. But some interesting things. Bishop England's Daniel Brooks did not get drafted. He is headed to the College of Charleston, and I'm guessing that's the reason why nobody used a draft pick on him. So Chad Holbrook's pretty happy that the Bishop England product is headed his way. In the 11th round, South Carolina Junior College signee Andrew Baker was drafted by the Phillies. In the 13th round, Clemson pitcher Mac Anglin was drafted by the Nationals. 13th round, Wofford pitcher Hayes Heinicke drafted by the Cardinals. It might be Hinky. I'm not sure how you pronounce that. 13th round, Clemson pitcher David Sharp drafted by the Indians. 14th round, Charleston Southern pitcher R.J. Pettit drafted by the Tigers. 14th round, South Carolina pitcher Daniel Lloyd. He was drafted by the Orioles. 14th round, Clemson pitcher Carter Raphael, drafted by the Reds. 15th round, Coastal Carolina pitcher Alaska Abney, drafted by the Indians. 16th round, South Carolina pitcher Julian Bosnick, drafted by the Giants. 17th round, USC Upstate pitcher Alex Garbrick, drafted by the Phillies. 18th round, Clemson catcher Adam Hackenberg, drafted by the White Sox. And with the 19th pick, Clemson's outfielder, Will Taylor, signee Will Taylor, drafted by the Rangers. He's already said he is going to Clemson to play football and baseball. In case you were missing it, we're wondering, they don't have a Mr. Irrelevant in baseball, but if they did, he would be Navy pitcher Charlie Conley. He was the final pick of the draft number 612, and he was drafted by the Dodgers. So there you go. The Rangers drafting Will Taylor. Again, I mean, it tells me two things. One, he still has August 1st. He could opt out of Clemson and go to the Rangers. Mm-hmm. He's probably not going to do that.
No.
He's already said he's not going to do that. But it just tells me that the Rangers had like, we ain't got nobody else to pick.
It's like the last man standing. When you're...
I mean, we got nothing. So
you're like the last kid on when it's like coming down to team captains choosing you for kickball. You're like
give us Junior over there.
Yeah, we'll take him.
So the draft over with this year, and again, 2 hours and 45 minutes and 10 rounds a day.
They got them Catholics running that thing.
I'm telling you, it's like everybody had to get to
get them out in time.
Get to happy hour. Augusta to River Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. Of course, we have the All-Star game starting at 7:30. That will be televised on Fox, and you can hear the All-Star game right here on 98.9 FM tonight. NBA, I'll get back to work tomorrow night. Nothing else going on in the world of sports tonight. So, there you go. I think some Gold Cup soccer tonight or something. You know what a big Gold Cup soccer guy I am.
I think you just watch it to watch the riots afterwards.
I don't think we're having any riots in the Gold Cup.
You never know. Soccer's taken pretty freaking serious.
by way too many people, trust me. All right, we'll take a break, and it's National French Friday. But, folks, we have a much bigger problem in the world of food. We'll tell you about that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ. 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Have you missed working in the medical field? MUSC is now hiring registered nurses for a variety of units, such as in the emergency room, ICU, and medical surgical units. MUSC has many job opportunities and schedules to find your perfect fit. If you're the type of RN who rises to the occasion, apply and join the trusted team of healthcare professionals who find working at MUSC much more than a career, it's a calling. Apply today at musc.edu/careers to change what's possible.
The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant, a Charleston institution since 1963. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all three. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 in the morning to 8 at night and Sunday 7 to 3. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant at the Charleston City Marina on Lockwood Drive. That means one of the best views in the city. When diners write reviews, you'll always see words like great views and good food. The Marina Variety Store and Restaurant.
From Stokes Honda. From Stokes Honda.
This is Gary Fuller at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue with exciting news. We've just hired Tony Diesenberg to help us move all these new Hondas. For the first time ever, we're offering 0% APR financing up to 60 months. As you know, Tony has been selling Hondas in Charleston for over 35 years because he sells cars the right way. And that's why we recruited him to join Stokes Honda team. This man needs no introduction. Everyone, a big Stokes Honda welcome for Tony Diesenberg.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Charleston. Thank you to everyone I've ever sold a car to. I couldn't be happier than I am to be selling cars at Stokes Honda. If you or anyone in your family is searching for the best price, the best car with the best experience, please come see me, Tony Diesenberg, at Stokes Honda on Rivers Avenue.
That's right, folks. Don't make a $1,000 mistake. You must be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda. Come see me or Tony Diesenberg at Stokes Honda today at 8650 Rivers Avenue or online at StokesHondaNorth.com.
You should be driving a Honda from Stokes Honda, from Stokes Honda.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Your first place River Dogs are home all week. Bring your dog tonight with $2 hot dogs and beer. Free tickets for military and family on Boeing Military Appreciation Night. Fireworks Friday and free parking Sunday. Tickets at riverdogs.com.
Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Okay. Research shows that people remember radio ads with repetition. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's a repetitive ad. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Because there's only one you, Vuse Alto is the vape as unique as you are. With Vuse by You, you can make your unique mix with any of four colors, three flavors, three nicotine levels, and infinite wrap designs. So how will you do you? Make Vuse Alto a vape that is yours, in store now. Discover more at Vuse.com. Vuse. Charge beyond. Vapor products. Underage sale prohibited. Website and offers restricted to age 21 and over tobacco consumers.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Country roads, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon. Where did that song come from?
You know, I saw the legend John Denver on here, and I had to give him a quick play, Bobby.
How was your weekend, Trent?
It was great. It was great. Sports packed weekend. Watched the whole UFC card. It was absolutely amazing. Had a little basketball. You know, it was great. Had the Euros on Sunday. That was really cool to watch, to see Italy win. So it was a good time.
Now you bought that fight, right?
I did. Yeah.
And you got to see one round of Conor McGregor, the main event. Right,
right. And, you know, I kind of – it's obviously very disappointing to see a fight end in an injury. You never want that, and especially after with all the animosity going on. But more importantly, I think what I took away from the card was seeing Greg Hardy get knocked out in the first minute of the first round. That was pretty cool as a football and sports fan to watch that happen. So,
right, I think Greg Hardy and Conor McGregor need to hang it up.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I think Conor needs to be done. You made all your money. Poirier, he busted him up. Poirier is the best lightweight in that division, no doubt. And, yeah, McGregor should hang it up. Same with Greg Hardy. He did not look good against Bam Bam. That's for sure.
So, basically, you got your money's worth by watching the other bouts beat the hell out of each other.
Absolutely, yeah. The first fight of the night, Sugar Sean O'Malley versus this kid doing his UFC debut. It was an amazing fight. It was great. 175 punches were landed.
Wow.
Yeah, 100. It was a UFC record. Sean O'Malley, 175 punches.
So I'm like Saturday night at old Harden household. geez. All right, we got a major food problem here.
Uh-oh.
Here on National French Fry Day, and if you want to celebrate, it is National Beans and Franks Day.
Okay.
Which I'm not going to lie to you, I ate when I was a little kid.
Mm.
I'm assuming because it was cheap.
Yeah, more than likely. Beans, hot dog, yeah, about $3 total.
If that much.
If that, yeah.
Yeah, if that much. But we got a bigger food problem facing this country right now.
Okay.
Crab, you like macaroni and cheese, right?
Absolutely.
I love macaroni and cheese.
Best, one of the best appetizers.
I mean,
ever.
Bad macaroni and cheese is still good.
Yes, absolutely.
Kraft has partnered up with a Brooklyn-based Van Leeuwen ice cream, and they are coming out with a mac and cheese ice cream flavored, ice cream.
This is real? This is a real thing that's happening?
Yes.
I believe the country should be put on national emergency because this is ridiculous. What do you mean?
I mean, just because something tastes... I mean, I love ice cream.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love mac and cheese.
Right.
I think mac and cheese ice cream sounds disgusting.
Well, you know, it's like Lay's when they try to do all like the different types of flavored chips. It's like, we can't.
And none of them taste like what they said they were going to taste like.
Right. We should have stopped at avocado ice cream with Tom Brady saying he eats that. That's ridiculous. That won't make any money. No way are people going
to
buy
it. People will buy it just to try it.
Yeah, and it'll be gone in 6 months.
I don't even want to try it.
No, I feel like that's just going to be an unpleasant experience.
This is my, like, personal protest.
Yeah.
Against mac and cheese ice cream.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous. Mac and cheese is, I love mac and cheese. I love ice cream. I don't think I want to see mac and cheese flavored ice cream.
That's what's happened?
Yeah. Wow. Kraft is partnering up with
Kraft
an ice cream company.
Kraft shouldn't make ice cream.
But they make mac and cheese.
But who are they partnering with? What ice cream company?
Van Leeuwen. Leeuwen.
Now, there's a reason we hadn't heard from
them. Ice cream. Company.
If they said Breyers or what's the other one? Bluebell or Mayfield.
Bluebell and Mayfield, those are southern. I don't know where Breyers is. They know better than mess with mac and cheese.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about it, Bob. I'm lactose. So, you know.
So it doesn't bother your little world, does it?
Well, it does. That's the thing. More ways than one. Both bother my little world quite very much. Do I still do it? Yes.
I mean, I agree with Trent. America, we have to stop this and stop it now. Nip it in the bud, as Barney would say.
You know, the thing is that I go back to school, back in elementary school, and like when you had tray food and, you know, you would get your mashed potatoes and they would have these compartments. But you would always be that kid that would mix it all together.
Right.
But the teachers would be like, you can't do that. If you do it, we're going to make you eat it. You know, and now look at us. Now they are rewarding such behavior as mixing things together. Like, you know, like he said, he was talking about the chips. You know, when they started doing the different flavors of chips.
Right.
That was fine when you had things like chicken wings. That's not a bad potato chip. But
that chicken wing, I mean, that potato chip never tastes like a chicken wing.
It didn't. It tasted like the sauce of a chicken wing is basically what it tasted like. But then you got the potato chips that taste like biscuits and gravy. Have you seen them?
No. Come on.
Yeah, they have them. I bought them. I'm just saying.
Let me ask you, did it taste like biscuits and gravy?
Tragically, it was close. It was close.
Oh, come on.
The chicken, I'm not lying.
I question whether you've had biscuits and gravy.
I've had the street, they have the street taco ones now. I'm from the South. If nobody knows what biscuits and gravy are, but I know what biscuits and gravy are.
You're going to tell me that potato chip tasted like biscuits and gravy.
It tasted, it almost had a familiar taste to it. I'm telling you, they wouldn't put it on the market if it didn't.
Oh, sure they would. Sure they would.
I've had the chicken and waffles one. Not bad. See.
I mean, it didn't. I have actually, somebody had that around here, and I actually tried it, and it tasted nothing like chicken or waffles.
They have a pizza cheese it. Them things is good, too. Now, I will say this. You talk about where it stemmed from with the different flavors of chips. I say it all stemmed from when you started putting something other than between the Oreo besides the white cream. That's where it all stemmed from. When you started coming up with all those different kinds of Oreos, we were doomed for failure then. Pistachio.
Now, I like the old red velvet Oreos.
I even had. Now, you're going to get on to me.
I'm just telling you, they tasted good. I didn't see. They were good. Did they taste like red velvet cake? No. But they were good.
I like
a little easier to do the Oreo. All you do is take a different type of icing and put it in there.
Yeah, but you don't mess up. I mean, double stuffed Oreos. Why
would you think mac and cheese ice cream is a good idea?
Apparently some people, I don't know. I really don't know. Cheetos makes mac and cheese now. It's not bad. Box mac and cheese.
Hello, America. We can have different foods. I don't care if you have an ice cream cone and a plate of mac and cheese in front of you and you eat it together. I don't care. I don't want my ice cream tasting like macaroni and cheese.
Well, I'm sure Trent's seen this, the whole fad with putting mustard on watermelon.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah. People put mustard on watermelon.
Who the hell did that?
That's a real thing that's going on. People are saying it's a very, very good combination. Those people are obviously psychopaths.
Mustard on watermelon.
Wait a second. I've done it.
Wait a minute.
We had a cookout at my mom and dad's house, and I knew that it was a trend, and everybody was talking about it. So I took, and I'm not a huge watermelon fan anyway, but I did put mustard on watermelon and tried it.
And?
It really, it brings out the taste. It's like people who put salt on watermelon. My granddaddy put salt on watermelon all the time.
I've seen people put salt on watermelon, yes.
It brings out the, I guess, the flavor. It's like, it wasn't bad. It really did. And I'm not a huge watermelon eater, but I would honestly eat it. Look,
clearly this was all started by young people.
Well, damn us for continuing.
I'm being told they have a turkey and dressing flavored potato chip.
Oh, I hadn't had that one. I do like some turkey and dressing. Oh, let's see.
Do you want your potato chips to taste like... Never mind. Do you actually think they can make a potato chip that tastes like turkey and dressing?
If they can do biscuits and gravy...
I'm just saying mac and cheese... This is where it should stop. Mac and cheese ice cream should be where it stops. America needs to stand up and say enough is enough. Stop the madness.
They have cappuccino flavored chips. Yes, sir. I hadn't had them.
Stop the madness. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Turkey and stuffing, I see that.
Mm. Okay.
Trey, what'd the caller say, Trey?
We won't.
Trey. I'm over here looking at trays of cookies.
We did have a caller say that the mac and cheese ice cream is a direct correlation with recreational marijuana being legal in more states.
Well, get some damn macaroni. You can get 10 boxes of it for a dollar in the grocery store.
They got Heinz ketchup flavored chips. Cappuccino, New York Reubens, biscuits and gravy, Euros, India's mint mischief. That does not sound great.
Now, I thought when Mark was doing the show, his daughter was in Chicago, and she found some place that was selling black licorice ice cream, which is just nasty. I'm sorry. Just sounds nasty.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Crab spice. Peanut butter and jelly what?
Potato chips.
Because America's gotten too lazy to take a piece of bread and put some peanut butter and jelly on it?
Grilled cheese and tomato soup. Potato chips.
No.
Caesar salad potato chips. Hey, I don't feel like making myself a Caesar salad. They have me that bag of Lay's.
I bet you I could take those potato chips and put it in a bowl, and you couldn't tell me what they were.
I don't know.
You couldn't tell me what they were.
Wasabi.
I could probably give you a cone of macaroni and cheese ice cream, and it wouldn't taste. It's probably not going to taste a bit like macaroni and cheese. God, I hope not.
But yeah, I mean, ice cream is supposed to be sweet. I don't understand why they would do. They have mustard ice cream. Really, they have a mustard.
I saw them. That was several months ago. Either French's or Heinz came out with it. Mustard-flavored ice cream. I mean, really, is mustard that good?
No.
Anyway, moving on. Clemson Board of Trustees, their compensation committee, they are going to meet tomorrow and expected to approve several things, including extending the contract of defensive coordinator Brent Venables. The committee also will discuss and approve contracts for softball coach John Rittman and also head women's basketball coach Amanda Butler. So contracts being extended up at Clemson sometime tomorrow at this compensation committee meeting. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, how you doing today?
Hey.
Kind of getting on the, I think where they go wrong is where they try to make all these complex flavors. I mean, you got like a dill pickle chip is good because dill is very simple. But when you try to make a whole meal flavoring, it's not good. But I wanted to ask your opinion on drinks. How do you feel about cherry Coke or, you know, vanilla Coke? Or any of these other flavors.
Cherry vanilla Coke is one of my jams right now.
I'm not a big fan of it. I'll go with just plain old Coca-Cola.
I'm with you, Bobby. I like my Dr. Pepper. It tastes like Dr. Pepper, you know, Pepsi tastes like Pepsi, Coke tastes like Coke. I don't know. Maybe,
have you not had the?
Maybe that's just.
Have
me.
You not had the Dr. Pepper cream soda?
No.
No, no, but Dr. Pepper is my favorite.
Well, Dr. Pepper has always been my favorite too, but now they come out with the cream soda. Okay. See, I used to do Diet Dr. Pepper because it was the only diet one that ever tasted close to being anything like before they came out with the like zero sugar and all that other crap. Diet Dr. Pepper was like the closest one. So you mix that with Captain and Coke or Captain and Diet Dr. Pepper, boy. Woo! Now the cream soda's out. Game changer.
Well, I appreciate it, y'all. Have a good one.
You too.
I think macaroni and cheese ice cream, they'll sell more as a joke than they do as an actual product.
Is it
somebody will show up at a dinner party or a party with mac and cheese ice cream, and then there'll be drinking involved, and then people will probably eat it.
I'm not saying, you know, Bobby, you know, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but I think you're just the type, you're just set in your ways, and you have no.
I admit room, I'm set in my ways.
But no room for.
But I think it is. I think this is madness.
But, okay.
Why do we need ice cream that tastes like macaroni and cheese?
I don't make the rules. I don't know why the people did the things they did. But, just think. A little open-mindedness.
Get off my lawn. Are you going to call me an old man? That's fine. Go ahead and eat all the damn mac and cheese ice cream.
See, eat them out of product. See, I get mad.
No, I'm just saying. This is stupid. And America needs to stand up. We can't agree on anything, America, but by God, we need to agree on this, that this is madness.
But like, have you ever
this could be the worst thing in the history of ice cream.
I don't know, but salty
things. And the worst thing in the history of macaroni and cheese.
Time has proven salty things and sweet things go together. Trail mix. You ever taken a French fry and dipped it in vanilla Coke? Vanilla milkshake?
When is mac and cheese salty?
It's cheesy and salty.
Ah. All right, if you're sitting at a table, right?
Uh-huh.
Your little brother comes running by. Somebody comes running by. Drops a scoop of ice cream in your plate of macaroni and cheese.
I was always taught to clean my plate.
Are you going to eat it?
I was always taught to clean my
plate. Are you going to eat it?
Do you think I got this big by not cleaning my plate, Bobby? You think I got this big by making mistakes and turning food away? It's what the world
you,
is.
You, I'm disturbed now.
Why?
Because you're
I'm just saying.
You are very disturbing.
It's okay. You take a stick of bacon. A fried piece of bacon, and I'm telling you, you dip it in a vanilla milkshake and eat it, and I guarantee you, you'll be like, damn, damn, this is good, damn, damn.
I don't know. Maybe I'm ambidextrous. I can actually eat a strip of bacon and with one hand.
It's
and,
about.
And drink the milkshake with the other hand.
So you mean
I don't
to tell
need
me,
to mix them.
You mean to tell me if bacon is your favorite thing?
I don't
and
need
somebody
to mix
runs
them.
Along with their milkshake and just, oops, drops it on your last plate of bacon that you have for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You're not going to eat that bacon?
No, I'm going to whip somebody's butt.
You would eat that bacon. Somebody, if you're listening, bring us some bacon and some vanilla milkshakes. Stat. Get to the bottom of this
right now.
All
right, 843-721-9500. Yes, we'll get back to sports.
How about the Krispy Kreme burger? Have you had that?
I haven't. Would they use the Krispy Kreme donuts as the bun?
Yeah.
No.
Salty,
no.
Sweet. I'm telling you. It,
no, I don't.
It's
I don't.
Amazing. And KFC did their own rendition of it with a piece of fried chicken.
All right, Emeril.
Also
good. I don't see your point, Emeril.
It's about broaden your horizons.
What it is about running out of ideas.
Apparently not. They have plenty of them. They just get poo-pooed on.
No. I have seen where they use donuts as buns. I've seen where they use grilled cheese sandwiches. It's buns, and it's like 8 feet high, and you can't even put it in your mouth.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, I'm just talking about a regular old.
No, I would not. I have no desire to eat that.
another caller said, what about all these different kind of craft beer flavors? What's your
I don't drink that either. Give me a Budweiser.
Watch this. We'll get
Give
to
me the king of beers.
How do you feel about the flavored of Crown?
I don't like any of them.
Exactly.
I don't like any of them.
He's set in his ways. He will not deter from that.
The Crown Apple's okay.
Nothing
else. Maple sucks. Vanilla is awful. Anything else?
Peach. They had a peach one come out for summer.
I've never seen Crown Peach. I wouldn't like it either.
I know it wouldn't.
So you're saying I'm just set in my ways.
You just set in your ways.
Right.
And this all stems back from your daddy not buying you a color TV and putting that damn color TV plate on it and saying, oh,
that has nothing to do with it.
You had to suffer, so now the world's got to suffer and stick with what Bobby wants.
That sounds good. I'm good with that. I want to be king. I mean, if I was king, I would stop this.
Progression. It's progression. People got to make. You know how many times they built a wheel before they got one that worked?
How many?
I don't know. I'm just asking. It seemed like a formidable question.
Probably a lot.
So they're going to make this macaroni and cheese. It's going to bomb. And then say, okay, on to the next one. But you got to, you know, you got
to. Well, I mean, let me just get back to the wheel thing. If somebody is trying to invent a wheel and it didn't work, and let's say it's square, and that's why it didn't work, they're too stupid to be trying to invent a wheel.
All right. Invented gravity.
What?
Invented gravity.
Nobody invented gravity.
Yes, yeah, okay, y'all laugh, but the word invent comes from the Greek word envenere, which means to find. Therefore, I believe I'm right. I read. Y'all might not think
You tell me somebody invented gravity.
The word invent comes from the Greek word envenere, which means to find. So somebody who found gravity put his patent on it. That's why you know his name.
I would say, right? Gravity was here when Adam
was
put on Earth.
But it was named gravity after the man Isaac Newton.
All right, we got
across it. Am I correct?
We have to take a break and we have to venture back to sports. Because that noise you hear in the background is people switching stations.
We just got 18 phone calls.
None of them came on the air.
Because they're afraid of you. Probably saying, Bobby, I like this.
I get all the flavored beers. That's fine. That's not just not my thing. It's just not my thing.
Now,
I don't know why a vodka has to taste like a cucumber. I don't know. Just call me crazy.
Why
a beer has to taste like seaweed. I don't know. Call me crazy.
I don't think there's a seaweed beer out there.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You listen to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
An accident clearing remount at Yeaman's Hall, a car versus a motorcycle. Also getting reports of accidents west Montague at Saul White and 2 on Rivers Avenue, 1 at Northwoods, the other at Ashley Phosphate. On Rivers Avenue between Helm and Piggly Wiggly Drive in both directions, watch for heavy traffic. On the interstate in both directions, we have reports of accidents, but traffic is moving okay still. Eastbound at 213 and westbound at 211, there are wrecks being reported. King at Liberty downtown, there is an accident. Houston Northcutt at North 17, a wreck as well. Traffic is brought to you by CSL Plasma. New donors can earn $825 in the first month. 2 locations on Rivers Avenue, across from Northwood Mall and across from the Old Naval Hospital. CSL Plasma, good for you, great for life. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Heather Daniel.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly sunny with a high around 87. Patchy clouds tonight with a possible late shower, a low around 75. Partly sunny Wednesday with a high around 88. Looking ahead, partly cloudy with highs in the upper 80s through the weekend, with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
This is Paul Senior of Orange County Choppers. One thing bikers have in common, we don't put up with no BS. That's why after a motorcycle crash, you should call these guys, the Joy Law Firm.
Take it from Paul Senior. At the Joy Law Firm, we'll shoot you straight every time. If you don't need a lawyer, we'll tell you. If you do, we'll help you.
And that's no BS. Motorcycle crash? Just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Paid spokesperson.
Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
The Real Estate Lowdown from Godown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Today's residential real estate investor needs a turnkey investment solution to generate passive income. That's CRP Real Estate. We're a top-rated local team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WORK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WORK for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WORK.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
And I still like the loan on white bread now and then, and the sound of a whippoorwill down a country road. The grass between my toes and that sunset sinking low. And a good woman's love to hold me close.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Tuesday afternoon, All-Star Tuesday. That and the River Dogs home tonight, a couple of soccer games. That's it. That's about it. Tomorrow's going to be even worse.
Well, why is that?
Slowest week in sports. We have one Major League Baseball game Thursday.
You got All-Star
Red Sox
games,
and Yankees.
You have NBA playoffs.
Yes, NBA playoffs.
Charleston Battery was on syndicated TV yesterday.
You're just trying to poke the bear, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yeah, I just, you know. Yeah. What's wrong with those things, Bobby?
This all started.
Did it bother
you? Know when this all started? Because I know when all this craziness started. Before all these crazy potato chips and everything, it's when the damn yuppies started putting lime in them damn Coronas. I was in the bar business when that crap started, and it used to cost me a fortune in limes.
Are you just mad because you had to cut limes? Let's face that.
And pay for them.
Well, did you just...
You think limes are cheap?
Did you go up in price on the Coronas?
You think limes are cheap?
It's called fluctuation.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby, Mississippi State Bulldog fan on Pauley's Island. How you doing today?
Well, you jump around. All right, man, good.
I'm going to go back in the middle of mid-August. Don't worry. But anyway, my wife and I were sitting here eating. What is this? Unbelievably true. My wife and I were sitting here eating watermelon, listening to your show, and it forced me to pull out the bottle of mustard and pour it on part of my watermelon and eat it. And I'm going to tell you something. That is not a good combination, and I don't think you're going to like that at all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Very good.
Hey, Bobby, my daughter went to a small wedding in Central Georgia this weekend. There was a Herschel Walker sighting. Herschel Walker was at the small wedding with his wife, and my daughter, who's 26, sent pictures of she and her husband with Herschel and his wife. And I'm sure she doesn't know who he is, but her husband does. And anyway, he still looks in good shape, and she just kept telling me what a great guy Herschel Walker is. And it was good to see him. He was a big deal when I was a young man. So,
oh, yeah,
anyway.
Man. I think he still does like 1,000 push-ups a day or something ridiculous. Never had a drink of alcohol in his life. And, yeah, he's in almost as good a shape as I am.
Exactly. He looked real good. And, Bobby, as you said, I've been listening to your show for 3 decades, and as you used to say, we're not talking politics on this show. It's a sports show, and I just want you to know I'm not watching the baseball game tonight because they brought politics in. That's all I want to say about it.
Okay. All right. Appreciate it. I totally get it if you don't want to watch the All-Star game. I promise you nobody is more disgusted at what Major League Baseball did pulling the All-Star game out of Atlanta than I am. But I'm still going to watch the game tonight. What are you laughing at? I know you're coming with something. It's, bring it on.
I wish I could just, damn it. Just stick
the man just
gun.
Said he put mustard on his watermelon,
no,
and
I'm
it
not
was
even
nasty.
Talking about, I've let go of the watermelon thing. I don't like watermelon anyway, so I mean it wouldn't have tasted either or for me. I'm just saying it didn't take. It made it more. It made it juicier. It made it sweeter. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, what I was saying is I've always wanted to have just this button that just cues the music for when I know Bobby's getting ready to get on a soapbox.
What?
Well, like you know, like sands through the
hourglass. Are you cueing the music now, or?
Well, no. I mean, I felt it coming when you were like, nobody's more disgusted than me, and that's all I'm going to say about it. But that's not all you're going to say about it. We all know.
I mean, I get it. Why people don't want to watch it?
So I mean, it's
we don't want sports and politics. We don't want politics in our sports.
But now it's like all in. Our sports.
We don't care if the athletes want to express their opinions. I don't have a problem with that. When you start pulling, you know, crap, you know, pulling the All-Star game out of both Charlotte and Atlanta, Hornets had nothing to do with that bill in North Carolina. Braves had nothing to do with that bill in Georgia. Nothing. Thank you.
Stay on the soapbox, Bobby.
Hey, there is some good news in Major League Baseball. At least I think it was good news. Rob Manfred told the Baseball Writers Association today that he thinks 7-inning doubleheaders are going away next year. And he also said that stupid runner on second base in extra innings, that will go away as well. So some good news for Major League Baseball.
People were listening.
It only took him a year to realize it was stupid. All he had to do was listen to Fan Talk the day he announced he was going to do it. And I could have told him it was stupid. All right, I say you came to pick on Bobby today. I know.
No.
Yeah,
no,
you did.
This is your end of the hour cue music anyway. We're a little behind, but.
Oh, we got to go to break?
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Bobby will be back on the soapbox in just a little bit, ladies and gentlemen.
I will fight macaroni and cheese ice cream with my last breath, which is not that far away. We'll take a break.
I thought you were in Herschel Walker's shape.
We'll be right back.
1,000 push-ups.
Door Systems of Charleston, more commonly known as Overhead Door Company of Charleston, is your locally owned garage door service provider. Don't be misled by imitators' no service.